In less than 12 hours, Anchorage police responded to 4 incidents resulting in fatalities. KSKA's Len Anderson has details on this string of deaths that began late Tuesday afternoon and ended early Wednesday morning.
The causes of death include a shooting, an apparent medical condition, a vehicle accident, and a stabbing. Anchorage Police spokeswoman Anita Schell began with the unintentional shooting of 26-year-old Elliot Taylor of Anchorage.
A couple of friends that had gone out shooting, and they came to one of the friends' homes on Aphrodite Drive, where they were cleaning their pistols, and one friend accidentally shot himself and his other friend, which is Elliot Taylor, into the abdomen. Elliot survived until about 1:30 in the morning until he succumbed to his injuries at a local hospital.
Schell said police have not yet released the name of the shooter, pending the conclusion of their investigation. She noted the two men were lifelong friends, and Taylor was a 3-year veteran of the Anchorage Fire Department. Not long after that call, Anchorage police responded to a 7 p.m. single vehicle accident on the Seward Highway, just south of the Dowling Road overpass.
The witnesses say that a Ford SUV had rolled over multiple times after leaving the northbound lane and passing through the median ditch. It also crossed 2 lanes of oncoming traffic before coming to rest on its wheels on the east or outside of the metal guardrail. The driver was 25-year-old Jonathan McDonald, who was thrown from the vehicle and died from head injuries at the scene.
McDonald's sole passenger, his brother, was not severely injured but taken to a local hospital. Anchorage's third fatality response took place just before midnight at a residence on the 300 block of Ellen Circle.
19-year-old was having difficulty breathing. They tried CPR, family members tried CPR on the male, but he died at the scene. And so an autopsy is going to be performed today to determine the manner and the cause of death in that situation.
Police later identified the 19-year-old as Lauren Siebert. The fourth death was a call the police received after midnight early Wednesday morning.
We responded to a stabbing of a young lady, 22-year-old Brittany Gillum, who was found in a municipal parkland between 36 and Tudor. And she had a stab wound to her torso, resulting in her death, and that is being investigated as a homicide.
The police would appreciate any information about Brittany Gillum that might assist in the investigation into her death. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.